Good morning, it's Wednesday, July 20th. You're listening to South Carolina Public Radio.org. I'm Linda Nunez with this morning's South Carolina headlines. About a third of the students in South Carolina's largest school district don't plan to attend school in person next school year. The Greenville County School District said yesterday that more than 23,000 of its 77,000 students picked its virtual program, which requires a year-long commitment to staying outside a school building. Most districts across the state are offering virtual school amid the COVID-19 pandemic. The strong tropical wave forecasters have been following this week, now called potential Tropical Cyclone 9, is passing near the island of Dominica in the Caribbean this morning. Meteorologist Ray Hawthorne says squally weather is likely over the Lesser Antilles, Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands today, but any possible effects on the United States remain unclear.
The forecast models are showing a variety of possible outcomes because the system center is still organizing and consolidating. If the storm affects the U.S., South Florida will be the first to see tropical storm force winds and heavier showers as soon as Saturday.
The National Hurricane Center says it's likely this potential tropical cyclone will become a tropical storm later today as it passes just south of the Virgin Islands. There will be no more free parking on the island of Palms. The Post and Courier newspaper is reporting the island's government plans to turn all its free parking into paid parking for the 2021 beach season. Earlier this month, City Council decided to temporarily eliminate all but 10 of its approximately 562 free parking spots. Only residents are allowed to park in those spaces, but just until August 16th, when the temporary rule expires. Parking along Palm Boulevard will become paid parking through a smartphone app. Parking rates have not yet been decided upon. The College of Charleston will delay the start of in-person instruction for fall semester until September 14th, out of caution due to the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. The college will also delay move-in for residential students, which was previously scheduled to take place August 20th through the 23rd. President Andrew Hsu made the announcement yesterday. College of Charleston's fall semester classes will begin on the originally scheduled start date of August 25th, but instruction will initially take place in an online, remote environment. U.S. Secretary of Transportation Elaine Chao has announced that the Trump administration will award more than $273 million in airport safety infrastructure grants through the FAA to 41 states and a handful of other U.S. territories. Of that, South Carolina will receive over $16 million to be distributed among 14 of its airports. Rock Hill had a unique visitor drop-in yesterday. South Carolina Public Radio's Scott Morgan caught up with her before she took off. Literally.
Jessica Cox landed at Rock Hill, York County Airport on Monday following another solo leg on her flight tour from Washington, D.C. back to Arizona. If you're wondering why that's news, it's because it's the first time a pilot with no arms has ever landed here. And that's because Cox is the only armless pilot in the world.
So we weren't so sure how the Federal Aviation Administration would handle the news of me learning to fly. Turns out they were behind us. They said as long as I could get through all the requirements of a sport pilot and I could demonstrate how I could safely maneuver the airplane, they really were in full support of it.
The flight back to Arizona follows her trip to visit former Iowa Senator Tom Harkin and take him for a flight on the 30th anniversary of the passing of the Americans with Disabilities Act. Harkin was a main driver of the ADA in the 1990s. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan in Rock Hill.
Those are your morning headlines from the Palmetto State. You've been listening to South Carolina Public Radio.org.